Thank you, God. Ow! Thank you for your beautiful creation. You create all good things, baby. We're all one with you. May we always remember to take good care of the earth. Take care of the earth, baby. It takes care of you. Ow! L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Ow!
Thank you for the energetic prayer.
Thank you, potty person. Hello, everybody. We are live. Midday show live. Chat room, phone numbers, all that if you want. I want to talk about this real quick, and I wasn't going to read it. I was just going to send it to you.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And then, but you replied, "Oh my God!"
Oh,
so that tells me that it's good enough to
it's
read.
It's time to read.
Hi, Keith and Chemda. I'm a 15-year-old girl living in Princeton, New Jersey. I wanted to tell you that I love your show, and I really look up to you both. I find that I can relate a lot.
Yikes.
My parents are also very strict. I get grounded if I get anything lower than an 85 on my report card. As a freshman, this is quite difficult. I also find that I am a lot like Chemda with the drugs, music, and suicide stuff. I was just wondering if Chemda has ever done acid, and would she recommend it? My summer vacation is coming up, and I'm going to be visiting Germany for 3 weeks as an exchange student, and I'll have lots of opportunities there. Thanks, Aaron, a fan.
What do I say to that? I don't know if she understands if what my thing is towards drug and alcohol is. Well, did she only start listening when I went to France and Germany?
Well, let's take it point by point. And I'd think this too, when like you'd complain, you know, you went over your parents' house and complain about your parents. Mm-hmm. I always think there's a kid listening going, yeah, and I hate my parents too. They don't understand I'm an adult.
You know what? I thought of that recently because whatever. I just think at... When I was 15, I was thinking maybe a 30-year-old wouldn't have these problems with the parents and just, you know, look at them like, still, at 30, still, right. This is what I have to look forward to? No.
Yeah, I love your show, and I really relate to you. No, you don't. What age? What age do we start? Let's pick an age that you're allowed to relate to us.
Oh, shit. 23 minimum.
Okay, 23.
Maybe 25. 25, really, I want to say, but I don't want to be an asshole.
21, you can get into us. 23, you can relate. 25, you're an adult. My parents are also very strict. You're 15. They should be. And why is school hard as a freshman?
Well, because you're just walking into a different school and you're walking into different kinds of the way people teach. Maybe it's different.
It takes a year for you to assimilate to...
I mean, they say that
senior high.
They say that about college. You know, yeah. The first year is
throws you off.
I see the difference, but
I also am like Henda with the drugs, music, and suicide stuff. Henda sings music. Aaron likes music. Henda has talked about recently doing marijuana and doesn't do other drugs. This guy likes the idea of doing drugs.
It's not a girl.
Or a girl. I don't know, Aaron. And suicide stuff. Henda used to have depression, and this guy's thinking about killing himself.
I hope not.
Totally related. I'm just wondering if Henda's ever done acid and would recommend it. I don't know if you heard, like 4 shows ago, Henda does recommend it for all ages.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
The sooner you do it, the earlier your mind expands.
Fucking ass.
I was talking to, who was it, Craig today. And he was telling me that he just did acid. He did mushrooms before, and we did mushrooms, me and him together. And it was all fucked up. You know, it's only lasted like 4 hours total, but shit's moving. There's like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The walls, you know, are dripping into the carpet.
The coolest thing about doing mushrooms that day, right? I mean, I didn't do it, but right. For you, what I thought is that you just started dating someone and you didn't have a job, and the next day for your first day of work, you called in sick. That's the coolest thing about doing mushrooms. It makes you a very, very responsible adult. So maybe when we say that they can only relate to us at age 25, maybe we should lower that.
No, Aaron knows. Aaron, you know that you only do it once in a while. And when
you have a first day of work the next day.
Don't do it when you have work the next day. And you're probably not working, so you're good. Math isn't going to change the next day. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she's going to be on vacation.
Yeah, I'll be in Germany 3 weeks. And I love that. I'll have lots of opportunities there.
I know. Where?
Oh, the books I've read about it.
How?
So I remember watching Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and not getting it, not thinking it was any good.
Right.
Thought it was shitty. Did mushrooms, watched it again. Genius. I'm perfect. And when you see things like that, you're like, every cameraman, every editor, they all had to be high before to show that this is what it looks like in your brain. How did they do that? Amazing. There's no Oscar for that. I'd make up an Oscar.
It's true, because when I ask people, because I, you know, didn't do weed until I was like very much an adult. And when I used to ask people what it feels, and I also didn't drink. So when I used to ask people, what's it like to be drunk? What's it like to be high? And everyone's like, I don't know. It's just cool. Or it's just this. It's just a general answer. You just have to be there type of answer. And I'm like, come on. I thought everyone was just kind of trying to be a dick. Like, oh, you have to be there kind of stuff. No, you really have to be there.
But then after, you know, I did acid. Everybody looked to me. So now I'm sober. You remember everything. I look at everybody. And I think everybody's on acid. I'm like, look at the way that guy's walking. That's not how a normal person walks. You're on acid.
I play the who's on drugs and who's a child molester and who has AIDS on the train.
Same thing.
Yeah. I'm in a train car and I'm like, well, there's about 50 of us in here. Two of you have AIDS. One of you just finished molesting a child. Actually, more. I think the child molesters are everywhere.
Craig did not make as people that take acid do, they don't make it sound very appealing. It's always, everybody's laughing, having a good time, it's fun. All of a sudden, nobody's laughing.
Right.
And then the walls start breathing. And
even
like,
you said you were throwing up.
Well, you know what? That was different. I was so drunk, and I knew I was done drinking, and then they get mushrooms. I'm like, no, I shouldn't. They talked me into it, and the mushroom said, there's only room for one drug. I win, and I just started throwing up.
And then you still remained high after you threw up?
Yes.
That's a powerful drug. So it just kicked out the beer.
It had no time for that little pussy shit.
So your response is no, don't do it when you're in Germany?
No, do it. I did it when I was, because I was too old. You got to do it young and get a tolerance for it.
Oh, Lord. Didn't we just yesterday talk about how we're not responding to people who are too young?
You know what, Aaron? You know you. There's nothing I can say. You know, can you handle it? Then do it. And honestly, ask yourself. And if you can't handle it, then don't do it. Two high school seniors picked quotations from Adolf Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, to appear under their high school yearbook pictures.
When is this going to get old, that people quote from Mein Kampf and say that it's a good book? When is it going to get old? When is the shock value going to go away?
This is in Northport, about 47 miles east of New York City. The quotes were picked by Christopher Kumaris and Philip Compton, both 18. Kumaris has read, "Strength lies not in defense, but in attack." Why would you even allow that quote?
Say that again. Strength
lies not in defense, but in attack.
Okay, that's fucked up.
All right. Compton chose, "The great masses of people will more easily fall victims to a big lie than to a small one." Right there, you might want to Google where those quotes come from.
But you know what?
They're not normal quotes.
Look, it's not normal quotes, but it's also not normal times. We're at war. You know what I mean? That there are people over there in Iraq. I think it has to do something with it. I think they're growing up in a different time.
I guess. It's our responsibility, and we failed miserably, said the high school principal. The fact that the book went out in the form it did was a grave mistake on our part. Grave indeed. The principal and the superintendent said the yearbook student staff and its advisor, teacher Robert Runyon, saw the quotations before they were published. The district plans to send a written apology to parents. And they probably didn't even see it, but now this apology will bring it up.
Yeah, because a lot of people like me, I graduated with 1,000 people. They're going to check 1,000 quotes. Right. I mean, I guess we had an actual yearbook class that you can get credit for. I've said before, I was on the yearbook class because I was like, okay, I'm a senior. I can take stupid classes now. And it was the best class ever. We just hung out and did, and then they handed me a camera. And I was like, oh, my project is to go take pictures. Bye.
I did that after school. I was on the yearbook staff after school, but I did nothing. It was just so I wouldn't have to go home. I just sat there. I did nothing. It was run by the same person that did newspaper, the school newspaper, and that version of high school is. We were like the best school that won all these awards
really?
For our paper. Yeah. So the teacher is like really into it. You know, it's a big deal. But
it is.
You could tell she wanted to be a real journalist. It didn't quite work out. So she's into the high school paper so much.
And you knew that as a high school kid that this is really what her.
Yeah. You're into this too.
That's
much, right?
Really sad.
And I picked it because it sounds like a bullshit class, newspaper. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go, I take karate, so I'm going to go interview the karate teacher. See you later. And we just roam the halls and make up stories. And you know what? And I read the paper. How many times do we read things from the paper on the show? It's not clever. And I turn in some bullshit article, which is bullshit. I just wrote shit, and I get an F, and I honestly don't know why. I'm like, why?
Wait, you got graded for an after-school thing?
No. The newspaper was an actual class in school.
Oh, really?
The yearbook happened to be run by the same teacher after school. And I did nothing then either.
Oh my, I can't believe a newspaper class is a class. I think that it's so funny that you took all these after school things that in New York you would probably have to pay for.
And not
you,
appreciate?
Well, no, not that you not appreciate, that you were the after school freak because you never wanted to go home.
Yep.
You got, what, karate and...
Karate, forensics, where you...
Shut up, what? Forensics in your school after school.
Not like CSI.
Yeah, but still.
No, I mean, it was... I don't know why it's called that, but it's... You're reading. You're doing drama or you're reading something.
How cute.
Yeah. So I did that. And yeah, and people really got up. I remember talking about it in the book. People would get upset that I read a Garfield book and everybody else is reading Shakespeare and this and that, but I was a ham and I was into it and I always beat everybody. And I'm like, that's right. Here's my Garfield book. Fuck you.
How did you win with a Garfield book?
It was called Nine Tales of Garfield or something like that. And the section I read was about Sam Spade. And it was more a novel than a cartoon, but it was about Garfield being a detective. It was kind of funny.
Did I tell you that I took this class and part of it was poetry? It was like an English class, but we had a poetry section or something. And somebody read 187 on an Undercover Cop.
That's his quote.
No, he read the whole thing.
Oh, he read that. Oh,
do you remember that rap? Because it's 187 on an Undercover Cop.
Did he just read it, though?
Oh, yeah. But he read it as, like, you know when you can't help but read it in the same rhythm?
Right.
So he read it kind of in the same rhythm and, like, almost sad. It was just ridiculous.
And what grade do you get? Because I'd give you an A+.
I don't know.
Hope
I
for
think
the best.
This was kind of like, she's not a hippie teacher, but she was, you know, like the encouraging, you know, everything is poetry type thing.
Right.
So I'm sure, I don't know what he got, but I'm sure she was like, oh, that's, you know, it's good that you can get out of the realm of this, that, and the other and stretch out. And yeah, that's a different sort of poetry and whatever. And then I also think if it's a white teacher, it was a white kid saying it, but if it's a white teacher and you're quoting a black guy, she's not going to be like, that's not poetry, and start, you know, if she's not that kind of teacher to do it.
You always know what you can get away with.
Absolutely.
With what teacher.
Absolutely.
I had a history teacher that you had to read a section, like you had your, in history, the boringest class for me, and you have a chapter, and each person would read a page to themselves and turn into a report the next day. So you'd go over the chapter and five people would end up doing that chapter.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when it was my turn to do a report, I basically read the whole thing, but I inserted words. I tried to make it so long that until he would cut me off. I started every time it was my turn to read.
So instead of summarizing it, you stretched it out.
I made it longer.
That's nice.
And I'd be like, Lewis and Clark, who Lewis, I'm going to assume, I had good parents because, and just make shit up. And I don't know why. I had to push
but
I knew
it.
I could. What do you mean?
You read it. You could have actually summarized it.
I could have actually summarized it.
You gave yourself more work.
It seems stupid to me. Yeah, I gave myself more work. Whether we were at the beginning or the middle of the chapter, I made everybody stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance in the class.
What?
I'd be like, okay, before I begin, let's all do the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just start. I pledge allegiance so everybody immediately stands up so that the teacher doesn't cut it off because it's so stupid.
Oh, my God. You were like this all your life, weren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. What was it? In some kind of English class, we had to do a show and tell type thing. And some guy, you know, somebody went outside and showed you how to change a tire, how to do this.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mine, that's not like normal show and tell.
Mine was how to make Kool-Aid. But it was 42 minutes long. It had to be like at least...
Did not. Was not.
It had to be like at least 5 minutes. It's 42 minutes long, and I showed you how to make Kool-Aid cookies, Kool-Aid this, Kool-Aid that. I brought in brownies. The excuse is like, what Kool-Aids go with brownie? So you came in. So I had to set mine up.
I love you.
So they went outside to do the changing tire or whatever, and they come back, and there's food on everybody's desks.
Oh, so everyone's in love with you.
So everybody loves it. I just keep going. It's so fucking ridiculous. She gives me a C, but she feels like she had to. Like, she knew I was doing something wrong, but... It was good.
That's funny. But you know what? She didn't give you enough credit because if you can do that, it means that you have something. You know
right.
what I mean? I did the same thing. You just reminded me. We had an English class senior year, okay? So I should know better. Part of the English class was you have to do a demonstration. And the whole point was you have to speak clearly and, you know, just show someone maybe something that they wouldn't know. So I was not... prepared at all. It was the day of, and I was like, what the hell is a demonstration? And I used to, like everybody else, wear a scrunchie on my wrist. You know what a scrunchie
right.
is? Like
yeah.
a hair thing, a rubber band with some cloth over it. So I was like, okay. I took a guy from my class who had kind of long hair, sat him in the front, and said, today I will show you the different ways that you can use a scrunchie. The thing went beautifully. You were only supposed to do about 10 minutes. I filled up the 10 minutes, and my English teacher was so
Cochrane?
Impressed.
Did you do Cochrane?
That was after class. Which nice. Reminds me of something with that boy. Anyway, so I really did it. I put in a ponytail. It was kind of funny because it was a guy instead of a girl, and I totally pulled it off. I think I got an A. Because my speaking skills are so unbelievably incredible. Like, I would only do clutch things, you know? Right. And clutch things, and if I really, you know, wanted to write an essay, I would take the time and do really well. So English class, I either couldn't give a shit because I really didn't want to read it, and I just kind of, you know, bullshitted my way through it. Or somehow I would save myself. Or I don't know. Right. That was my school career. Anyway, this guy that when I was a senior in high school, I finally kind of was able to talk to guys just a little bit, but I was still very, very shy. And I thought he was the cutest thing ever. He was dumb, dumb, dumb as a doorknob. So stupid. But he was so fucking cute. And he and this other guy, I think, would watch me after school when... would watch everyone. But I was like, okay, I think he's checking me out a little bit with this other guy. Fine. And then one time I was driving... in his neighborhood, because that's the neighborhood of the school, because I just dropped my friend off there, and I saw him walking, and I'm like, hey, hop in the car. And I was like, what do I do now, though? Because I'm still kind of prudish, especially when it came to people from my school, because I didn't want it to go around that, you know, I'm just, like, letting people do whatever. Right. So I kept my my foolings around with people from outside of school. So anyway... So I'm driving him. He only lives like two blocks up, but, you know, I'm driving him there. And he reaches over and tries to feel me up. And I was like, because that's not how you want it to be. Like, I kind of wanted him to.
Why do I think that's really what you did? Throwing your arms up in the air.
Well, I kind of panicked. I don't know what I did, but I was like, no, that's not the way it works. Because I don't want him to just, I was like, I think he's cute and everything, but I don't want him to think that he just has the right to just reach over and grab my boobs. He has to fake some shit before he gets to do that. So I ended up never fooling around with him. Such a shame. Keith is like, that's anticlimactic.
Dear Keith and Hemda, I have a relationship question. This is Rachel. She's 24. I have a relationship question, and my friend who also listens to you told me I should ask you guys about it. I know this email is a little bit long, but please don't stop reading. A couple months ago, I broke up with my boyfriend, and I've been dating for about 2 years. Since then, I started hanging out at a coffee shop near my house where a guy who I've had a crush on for a long time works. Not an I'm in love with you kind of crush, but an I've seen you around town before and you're really cute crush. I talked to the guy a couple times, and he seemed pretty interested in me, gave me free coffee, came out from behind the counter to talk to me, etc. He's really cute, but seems kind of ditzy, which is fine, and he's single. And Jesus Christ, well, you talk too much. That's the problem. Which is fine. And he's
see, this is such a girly way of telling the story. Right. Just like what I just did. I could have said he tried to feel me up, but didn't, but I had to share all the emotions that went on throughout.
He's really cute, but seems kind of ditzy, which is fine, and he's single. And it turns out he's leaving town to move to the West Coast in 6 weeks, which is also fine, since what I'm after is a summer fling, or basically just some ass. And at the time of one of the conversations, I gave him my number and tell him to call me sometime, which he doesn't do. But that doesn't surprise me since he's pretty airheaded and seems a little bit shy. That was a few days ago. So yesterday I happened to see him outside.
Christ. That's all it took. You're done.
Goodbye.
Damn it.
An Edmonton man has been banned from handling power tools after he used a power drill fitted with a Barbie brush to style his girlfriend's hair. The woman woke up screaming and bleeding when the tool tore out a clump of her hair, court said Wednesday. I'm very sorry, Shi Chung Tang, 30, told provincial court judge whatever. He added it was a ridiculous idea. This guy and his girlfriend, Janine, had been out at a bar before returning to his parents' Southside home on December 29th.
What the fuck? If this is what I think it is, there's commercials for actual, like, he did a makeshift version of what there actually is in stores for girls, like that twirling hair thing.
Right.
You know it's not going to work, but you know every girl is going to want it. And you know it's going to maybe twirl too much one time or knot your hair up or grab more hair.
Yeah.
And so he made that, except times 1,000. He made like a guy version of that. It's got to be bigger, stronger.
That's something my parents would do, though. Like, well, we can just make it at home.
You just called your parents morons.
Tang testified at his trial that Rose asked him to give her a massage and comb her hair. He said he left Rose in the bedroom to get some food. When he stopped to watch TV, he saw an infomercial for a hairstyling device.
There we go.
That gave him the idea to use the drill. The Crown prosecutor, Christian Lim, who argued this guy should go to jail, said he then attacked the girl in bed.
What
the fuck? The fuck? And I don't know any of this.
And watch. He's gonna sue the company.
He was found guilty of assault, noted he is a first-time offender, and handed him a 9-month conditional sentence to be served in the community. Why do you just add assault? Look at that. I got F's on my newspaper. This news can just go, but they said it was assault. The end. Yeah, we don't have the whole story. The end.
Your teachers must have hated you, some of them.
Oh, a lot
you
of
must
them.
But you must have just rubbed them the wrong way.
Right.
That's all. And they would have given you a C or a B had they not hated you so much.
An old man dies on store trolley. An 80-year-old man died after riding on a supermarket trolley. I think that's England for a shopping cart. He was riding on a trolley like a schoolboy, yelling "Wee!" as he shot past startled shoppers.
You do that.
Mm-hmm, I do that. Fun. I act like it's out of control.
Yeah, you do.
I turn it and I skid it and I keep banging to all this. I'm like, this one's out of control.
Or you go like this. Like if I'm facing you, go, "Whoa, get out of the way."
Fun-loving Dennis Wiltshire had whizzed up and down the aisles, balancing on the back wheels while shopping for cat food with friend Julie Brinkworth. On leaving the macro store, he climbed on the cart again as he pushed it down a slope into the supermarket car park. But the trolley spun out of control and tipped over, hurling him headfirst on the tarmac.
Oh, my God.
Tragic Dennis suffered a fractured skull and died in the hospital the next day. His fatal ride was captured on CCTV and studied by Swansea police, probing his death. Shocked Julie said her pal was like the schoolboy who never grew up and looked much younger than his 80 years. Because they put makeup on him.
Then his how many years?
80.
Is not.
Yeah.
You're not making that up?
No, he's 80 years old.
He's 80 years old going, wee. Oh, his time was up.
Yeah.
80 years. That's plenty. And that's kind of a cool death for an 80-year-old.
We're going to have to take a break.
Oh, and in the Gates, remember Jeff Ross had that joke, my grandma.
Antique.
Yeah, my antique died, and she was 80. Oh, what did she die of? She died paratrooping. She died, blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy died 80 years old of a shopping cart. Awesome.
I got to take a piss.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you in a second.
All right.
Who's down? Who's down? Are we going to that podcast convention?
I was thinking. Yeah. I mean, we have to get our money situation together, but why not? I want to visit my brother on the West Coast and, you know, then kind of travel
you
down.
You know we're going to learn nothing.
I know that. But for me, it's an excuse to just go West Coast for a little bit.
It's just an excuse to go to a party.
Yeah.
You don't learn
that's
anything.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl. You are. This is your big break.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
And the girl.
Hello.
I noticed that that was a really long pee break, but you're okay.
This is the, I'm drinking Vault, and I never had it before. The one that drinks like a soda and kicks like an energy drink.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. What do you think of it?
It tastes like shit.
Thought so.
And, no, but it didn't, I don't know, it's making me go.
We bought it like a Jew. It was on sale.
We got, they had 12 packs for $2 for $5.
Yeah.
So we got like 12 of them to stock our our studio fridge.
Yeah, we got Dr. Pepper because we know Spooky's going to be here at some point. We got Diet Coke, regular Coke, and Vault.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought, hey, it's $5.
I don't know how these Vaults are legal. I don't know.
Are you wise?
Like no, it tastes chemical. Urine discoloration.
Ooh, does it? Because that looks like bright ass pee. Yeah. What you're drinking?
It goes in and out the same color.
All right, I just want to call it and ask.
All right, take care, dude.
Oh, they're so concerned about your penis.
Thanks, buddy.
Anyway, are you into going to the podcast convention?
I'm honestly fine either way. It would be fun to go. It would. What is it? August? The end of August?
I thought it was September, but last time we made a last-minute decision, we didn't even have the funds to do it, but somebody gave us their frequent flyer miles, Michael, and Michael H. So if anyone has frequent flyer miles laying around...
You can still be our publicist. So we go there last year, and he hands out a card. And
Michael H.
Right, and he's a publicist?
Well, he not only flew us out, he flew like 12 people out or something, right. Some of his favorite podcasts. And so... When we got there, we were all having dinner. He organized the dinner, and he decided to give everybody a card with his, like, as if it's his business card.
Right.
But on the back of his business card, it had our names on it, like Keith and the Girl. Right. What is it? Nate and Di.
Nate and
you
Di, Gabberjaw, all the ones they flew out, like he represents us.
Right.
A little weird. Much, you know, good, fine trade if we talked about it. A little weird.
Well, to just decide to do it.
Yeah.
But nice
man.
Put our shirt on right away.
Uh-huh.
Put our hat on right away.
Yeah. No, it's a fair trade. It's just weird. But then at the end, I said, so, you get us any deals? Nothing.
Nothing.
Not good representation. I was a little disappointed. Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know my boyfriend used to fantasize about me and Hannah together. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
I know I do. I like your voice. How old are you?
I'm 22.
What does he think about? Specifically, does he tell you?
No, he doesn't. He won't tell me. All he says is that he fantasizes about it and that he jacks off about it.
Aww.
Do you have a tongue ring?
I don't.
No? Okay.
No. Not into tongue rings. Do you have one?
No. You know, when I was younger and everyone was starting to get the tongue ring, I thought that was so cool, but I cannot imagine... having someone clamp my tongue out of my mouth and poke a thing right through it. And then I all of a sudden have to... See, I try to be as low maintenance... Well, I don't try to be. I'd like to be more high maintenance so that I could look better. But I just feel like all these extra piercings is extra work. Now I got to keep that
what
from...
What happens when you start chipping your teeth from it?
Oh, I heard about that.
What? You know, they chip, especially with the surgical steel balls that they put in at first. It chips everything.
Yeah, and also people tend to play with it, and then what happens is they bite on it, and it chips your tooth, and that's what I need, a dental bill, whatever.
Yeah.
I had an earring, which all girls were able to tell is fake. It was a little diamond. I thought, you girls, you just know.
Girls, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right, I'm like, nobody's going to know. But anyway, I end up taking it out one night. And I can't put it back in. And that was it. That was the end of it.
Beyond that, it's too much work.
It lasts like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I don't even have, as a girl, I don't even have ear holes. I used to have two because when I was 14, I was like, please let me get my second one because it was like the biggest deal. I believe a lot.
Right.
I followed a lot of what Alyssa Milano had to say because she was the big deal from Who's the Boss. And so she went to the mall every weekend. I was like trying to go to the mall every weekend. And so she started piercing the hell out of her ears. So I got my second hole. It just, as soon as you don't put earrings in, now I don't have even one hole in my ear.
Now you're a very antsy person. Do you play? Antsy? Did you used to play with your earrings all the time?
No. Oh, no.
Okay. I would twirl mine. I would really? Like twist it around all the time.
Oh god, that's kind of
it's gross,
icky looking. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the hot story.
Yeah.
You got a picture online somewhere?
I do. I'm on MySpace.
Send it to us.
What's your MySpace?
This way we can reciprocate.
How about I not give it to you over the phone?
That's cool. Okay. Just MySpace us and we'll see it. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll message you with it. The phone's cracking up. I'll let you go.
Okay,
thanks.
Later.
She sounds cute.
Yes, she does.
I already started fantasizing.
Mm-hmm. Show's over.
I'm a sicko.
Tony Lynn and Aaron Carlson believe in rewarding their kids for good behavior.
Yay.
Oh, good. I don't see a problem
Whoa.
With that. Only problem is they reward them with marijuana. According to the police in Arizona.
Yeah, you're not going to get caught.
The two were arrested on drug charges after their kids, boys 12 and 11, and a girl 4,
oh, wow.
told cops about the family pot smoking sessions during a police search of their home.
What the? How did it get to a police search? Are they actually giving the 4-year-old something? Don't you think 10 and 12-year-olds is a little too young and they blab? They just talk about shit. Yeah. You can't trust a 10, 12, and 4-year-old.
They're passing out the papers. There's an A on your report card. They're like, yes, weed. I mean.
Also, have you ever seen a 4-year-old in public? Your ears are big.
Right, right.
My mom doesn't like you. Daddy says fuck a lot.
I know what kind of ganja that is. They just talk.
It smells like that stuff mom gives us.
Yeah, Molly just wrote, good job, Junior. Now get stupid. You know what I find weird? Those earrings, and I've seen hot chicks wear them. You know, the girl in your band has those. But,
that are,
and she's
stretch
hot,
your earlobes?
But that stretch the earlobes.
I gotta say,
like Africans, and then you put another earring in that.
The amount that she has it, I think is cool. It's just slightly bigger. You might be able to stick your pinky in if your pinky's skinny, right? You don't think that's gross, right? But it's the big ones where you can actually swing on it if it was able to hold you. Yikes. And I love when they walk around with it and it's hitting their shoulders. The earlobes are so stretched out. I'm not exaggerating. And then they look at you like, why are you looking at my ears?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You weren't, I mean,
and I try
it's not a deformity. You deformed yourself. You weren't born with that. It's not like some kind of disease. And people get curious. I want to know what it looks like. I kind of want to know what it feels like. I kind of, you know, the whole thing is just.
I'm trying to stare more and not feel bad at things people do to themselves, like the earrings and the glitter tits. And we just saw somebody on the train.
I love your project.
Thank you.
Love
that,
them.
That had, I'm trying to be a better person, that had plaid toenails.
Oh, they weren't even plaid. They were like that fancy plaid. What? I feel like it's like a Tommy Hilfiger plaid or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's that very special.
Like it's solid, but it has like a line of plaid, a thin line crisscross.
It's like something that, you know, fancy purses would have, that kind of thing.
And that's a toenail. Now, I should have just stared. Why did I like try to sneak peeks? You did that.
I know. I almost, it's meant to be stared at. And I almost, because I whispered in your ear, look at this girl's toes.
Right.
And I almost said it out loud, but I thought you would be embarrassed. I almost said like, oh my God, look at your toes. Hey, Keith, look at her toes. Right. Because the same reason, these toes are incredible. And it wasn't just the big toe. It was every single toe down the line. And I wanted to ask her how they did it and how it was so perfect. It was ridiculous. I'm afraid to get a French manicure, pedicure, because after one day, half of it is chipped, and then it looks like you're a retard.
Mm.
So,
People talking about this on the forums, of course. Pittsburgh Steelers, the quarterback.
I'm sorry, is it called Burberry plaid? Is that what it is? That's what Mally said.
You know what? I remember last time I had Chinese do my nails. I'm trying to think.
All right. Okay. All right.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who 4 months ago won the Super Bowl in just
That's the guy with the hair, right?
No.
Roethlisberger?
This is the quarterback.
Oh, okay. Big black guy?
No.
Come on.
One more. You want to guess now or say
Yeah, the really white Texas looking guy? I'm just naming whatever football people can look like.
Who 4 months ago won the Super Bowl in just his second NFL season, was seriously hurt in a motorcycle wreck yesterday in which he wasn't wearing a helmet. The football star underwent 7 hours of surgery after suffering a broken jaw and broken nose and cracking open his head in a horrific mashup in downtown Pittsburgh around 11:15 a.m. Witnesses said his 2005 Suzuki Hayabusa plowed into a car and made a left turn in front of him, sending Roethlisberger airborne. He smashed into the car's windshield and
landed. God, how fun would that be to be airborne if you didn't know you were about to land on something bad?
He smashed into the car's windshield and then landed headfirst in a bloody heap in the street. He lay so still, I thought he was dead, Sandra Ford, a witness, told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Team official says it was too soon to know when he'll be able to play football again.
Let me see a picture of him. Oh, I see. I was so convinced it was the guy with the long hair.
Team official says too soon. Pittsburgh police said the crash is still under investigation. No summonses were issued to Roethlisberger, 24, or the 62-year-old woman driving the car. Four doctors operated on him for several hours to treat multiple facial fractures. Chairman of surgery said he wasn't wearing a helmet. There is no specific language in Roethlisberger's $14.3 million contract that prohibited him from riding motorcycles, but paragraph 3 in the standard players' contract prohibits players, without prior written consent of the team, from engaging, quote, in any activity other than football, which may involve a significant risk of personal injury.
Oh, my God. But they don't list it, so they kind of keep it open, right. And when they decide that a motorcycle is too risky... Oh, my God, he could be kicked off for this? He could not ever play.
Right.
Holy shit.
And they don't want to kick him out, but if he can't play, he can't play. Right. He's not going to play this year, I bet. Look at the car.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Shit.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. No helmet. He did that with no helmet.
Oh.
Yep.
Ugh.
Listen to this.
You ever wonder, though, what a helmet could really do, seriously? He just bashed into a car. So the helmet doesn't kind of... do something anyway. Like, it doesn't, maybe it doesn't do what a non-helmet would do, but it would do a special helmet fucked up thing. Like, it would crack your neck instead of your head
all those people, you know, if you wear a seatbelt, actually it'll slice you in half.
Or if you wear a seatbelt, you'll get stuck and trapped in there instead, you know.
Annie said that Roethlisberger's dad gave him weed for winning his recent game. Hey, check us out.
Hi, this is John at AOL. How may I help you today?
I want to cancel my account.
Sorry to hear that. But pull your account up here real quick. Can I have your name, please?
Vincent Ferrari.
Hey, Vincent. And for the privacy and security, can I have last four digits of your payment method, please? All right, thank you very much. Okay. Been in this account for a long time?
Yep.
It's just quite a bit. What was causing you to turn this off today?
I just don't use it anymore.
Do you have a high-speed connection, like a DSL or cable?
Yep.
Okay. How long have you had that?
Years.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm showing a lot of usage on this account.
Yeah, a long time ago, not recently.
The Boss Ferrari account was on 71 hours since the 24th of last month.
No, he wasn't. He doesn't even have the AOL software installed on his computer. You're looking at AIM usage, probably.
No, AIM usage doesn't come on to this.
He doesn't have the AOL software installed on his computer, sir.
So this is your father, then?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at this account.
Either way, whatever you're saying.
Well, what's causing want to turn this off today? I mean,
I don't use it and he doesn't use it, so we're canceling. I'm telling you he doesn't use the account. The software is not even on his computer. So.
Well, okay. I mean, is there a problem with the software itself?
No, I don't use it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just don't need it anymore.
Okay. So when you use this, I mean, use the computer, I'm saying. Is that for business or for
school? What difference does it make? I don't want the AOL account anymore. Can we please cancel it?
Well, on June 2nd, this account was signed on. It's been on for 72 hours. On June 2nd.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
Last month was 545 hours of usage.
I don't know how to make this any clearer, so I'm just going to say it one last time. Cancel the account.
Well, please. Explain to me why...
I'm not explaining anything to you. Cancel okay. the account.
Well, what's the matter, man? So, I mean, I'm just trying to help here.
You're not helping me. You're helping me with the
I am trying to help.
Helping
okay.
me... Listen, I called to cancel the account. Helping me would be canceling the account. Please help me and cancel
No, I wouldn't,
account.
Actually.
Cancel
Turn
my
off
account.
Your account.
Cancel the account.
Your worst thing that...
Cancel the account.
And you know what? And everybody's getting pissed off at this, of course.
Oh, my God.
It makes your blood boil, right?
Oh, my God. It's not even me, and I'm freaking out. Well, no, it's not going to help you if I cancel your account.
And this is about the point, and this happens to all the phone calls, when they start having an attitude, too.
Yeah.
When they start getting snippy to you.
Yeah. And the thing is the quality of the... There's, like, a noise going on in the background. I don't care. I must hear this.
Right.
Oh, God.
Cancel
Turn off
account.
Your account.
Cancel the account.
Worst thing that
cancel the account.
Is your dad there?
Oh! Dad, I'm the primary person on the account, not my dad. Cancel the account.
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out.
Cancel the account.
Because I'm just trying to figure out why you would want to.
Can I speak to your
dad? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, my God.
Are you high or something? Maybe you're high and you want to call when you're sober because this doesn't make sense.
Are they giving all their employees special stock or something?
Whenever they find out, AOL finds out about this call, do they go, good job?
Yeah, I think so.
You now supervise the floor.
This is, I think, how they train them. I love this because it's just showing that I wasn't crazy with all my AOL stories.
I'm trying to help you, sir. Turning off your account will be the worst thing.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be the worst thing.
Cancel the account. The card is mine in my name. Okay. The account is mine and in my name. When I say cancel the account, I don't mean help me figure out how to keep it. I mean cancel the account.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what anybody's done to you, Vincent.
You're annoying the shit out of me. That's what you're doing to me. Cancel the account, please.
Okay. And that goes both ways, my friend.
That goes both ways, my friend.
I was thinking he was going, please don't curse at me, but that's even worse.
Right, right.
Oh, my God, well, I'm going to rip through the phone, well, and I don't even have a phone right now.
I just want to say, do you know how I feel on this end? I'm exasperated as well.
Here's another, and I don't think this other scenario could be true, but he can be like a Keith Malley and go, I'm quitting today. Let's fuck with everybody calling. But even you wouldn't do that because you know that that's not the people you should be pissing off.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's no way. This is how AOL treats everybody, these motherfuckers.
Cancel the account, please.
Okay. And that goes both ways, my friend.
Good. Can you please
All right. Someday, when you calm down, you're going to realize all I was trying to do was help you, and it was actually in your best interest.
Oh!
Wonderful. Okay, yeah, great.
When that epiphany happens, then just give us a call back.
Do you think in any way that he's threatening he's going to fuck with his card? Do you think that's what he's saying in any way, that he's going like, well, you're going to be sorry?
I don't know. He has all the information
now,
in
it just
front
sounds
of
like
him.
He's being snotty, but I wonder, like, is he like, you'll see, you'll be sorry.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah, great.
When that epiphany happens, then just give us a call back.
Wait.
As a process or cancellation request, I could tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We'll continue to provide you some features available.
Don't want it. I know the drill. I don't even want it. Don't even bother. Just
if
cancel.
You want me to cancel this account, you're going to let me speak and give this paragraph, okay? Because if not, we can just argue all day. I really don't care, to be honest with you. But you're going to listen to me if you want this turned off. So, can I speak now?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh.
Thank you. Appreciate
oh.
that.
Oh. I don't think he does appreciate that. Oh.
This is a cancellation request. Let's tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We will continue to provide you some features of the AOL service even after the membership has been canceled. At AOL.com, you can keep your existing email, buddy list, address book, and more at no cost for as long as you like. There's no catch. This is AOL's way of continuing our relationship with you. We know you enjoy keeping your same email. Just go to AOL.com, log into the screen name and password. An email confirming the cancellation will be delivered to your free AOL.com email for 24 hours. Complete this cancellation with the following important details to help you connect.
And then it ends.
Oh, my God. How patient was that guy being?
Right, and
for
I don't
a long
know,
time.
I don't know if this is what Annie means in the chat room, but what if you know, he's probably like throwing shit in there that you won't catch, you know?
Right.
Like, and you agree, I will open up a second account with that credit card because you're canceling the first.
Yeah,
because
he was totally mumbling. I didn't understand anything he
right.
was saying.
And that blood's in your ear, so you're hearing like,
yeah. Oh my God.
What a bunch of fuck faces.
I think it's because they don't have anything anymore. AOL has nothing but AIM. You know, why would anyone have an AOL account? I still think it's weird when we get any email address at AOL.com. What are you doing?
I do too.
What are you doing? Right. What happened? I mean, I know everyone wants to keep their original address. Move on. Just move on. Send me one of those I changed my address emails. I'll probably lose it. Just get in touch with me. Don't worry about it. It'll work out. Just get off IM. AOL.
The remember when we were talking about ourprisoner.com?
Yeah.
It's this guy going to be in a house for how long? I forget how long. 6 months or something? And
he's going to be our prisoner. Right. We get to say whatever we want him to do.
You don't get to say.
Of course not.
I went to our prisoner and you know.
Did you sign up? Did I see you signing up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
But you don't have to pay anything. But I wanted to see what it's about and I'll play it for you. But you're going to get like a poll. Like, should he do this or should he do this? Probably should he ask the girl out now or tomorrow? You know, something like that.
But you know what? With Second Life being so gigantic and people love fake lives.
Right.
I could see this being very big.
That's true. What a douche this guy. It's opening up this preview thing.
My name is Kieran Vogel. We're here in our secret Central New Jersey location, and this is the house where I'm going to be imprisoned for the next 6 months while the internet takes control of my life and makes all my decisions for me. It should be very interesting. I'm hoping I emerge from this a better Kieran.
He's going to live.
It says,
live no one
somebody go here. There if you live in New Jersey, and the house he's in says 84. So he's on some street that somebody in Jersey will recognize the house. If we can figure out what house he's going to go to.
Cameras throughout the house with sound. So no matter what he does, we'll be able to capture and stream out to the world.
Up till now, I have in private, secretly, not done anything well. Now I'm going to get a chance to not do anything well in front of the entire internet. This gives me the opportunity to sort of sit on the sidelines and let everyone else make my decisions then. You know, if you think you can do better, show me and, you know, believe me, they probably can. My brother and I create music. You know, he plays a guitar and I do the kazoo.
Now that's a master
basically,
kazoo player.
It's incredible, but
that's good.
I have no abilities to do anything.
Well, you just played the kazoo.
You could start throwing jobs at me, and I'll tell you why I can't do them.
Kazoo player.
A single job that I'm suited to do. I can't do construction because I have a horrible back. I mean, if I even start to lift heavy things, my back goes on me. It's incredible. Also, I don't get along well with men. Like, men, I seem to really annoy men.
Aww.
But also, I mean, like, on a construction crew, I know I'd probably get beaten up, like, within the first, like, 3 minutes of being.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, here's creepy the thing guy. About retail. I cannot work a register for whatever reason. Buttons, change.
I keep stealing money.
The actual
mechanism of the cash register just flies me into a panic. And I cannot do it. I've tried to do retail. The pet store works because I don't have to work to register. I can just like work in the fish section, like bag fish or catch hamsters or tell people not to buy the parakeets because they bite and will die anyway. You know, like I can work in that environment.
Good salesman.
Gee, what can I say about this? This is my room. I got to tell you, my original room before I moved here was like insane. I'm just moving in. I'm just starting to, you know, this is crazy, by the way. This is like a hat rack. I actually have passionate dreams where I leave and head off to an apartment. But the problem is that I don't really have the money to get the... I mean, the apartment thing, it becomes very complicated.
Who does this guy sound like?
And I just have never been able to do it. You know, obviously it never happened. We're sitting
God,
here,
one of the most
know,
famous filmmakers, the Jew who sounds so Jewish and married his...
Is he has no self.
God damn it.
Right.
Well, that's really the problem.
I
think it's kind of a little bit being uncomfortable in his skin. I think he's really intelligent and very talented.
Yeah. No, that's it. That got me through art school. Amazing, huh?
Okay, so you can draw then. Enough of that. But
he can draw pretty well. I just saw a little bit of it.
So then that's what you could do. You could draw and play the kazoo. There's no job for me. By the way, I think that's his way of making sure we don't make him work. I already covered it. I can't do anything. Well, then you're not needed in society, are you?
Woody Allen, yes. Thank you,
Woody Allen. I hope the last poll is, should we shoot him? Yes or no?
Was it on HBO? Because if it is, it'll happen.
If you can't work any job, you are not needed in society.
Well, we can't really work any job, so here we are.
He has a job talking. You know, there's something.
Right, right.
This fucking weirdo.
He has a job catching hamsters.
I
don't know how to catch a hamster.
If there's a chance, we're going to make him go on dates every day. Every single day.
With men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, right.
Are we deciding today that he's gay, bi, or straight?
All right, that's it.
Sounds good.
I don't want to do it anymore. don't forget, 300 show coming up when? June 30th?
Right. It's going to be at DEC. You can go to thedec.com for information about it. Also, you can go to the forums, 9 o'clock, get a good seat. 9:30, Keith is going to show a preview of the latest DVD. And 10 o'clock, the live audience show should start.
If me and Matt get our shit together, maybe just before the live show, I'll sing a song and he'll play guitar.
Shut up.
No promises. Look at this photograph. Huh? Huh? All right, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you guys later.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I want to thank management for offering. But, oh, yeah, huge pile of that shit right up there, yeah. Never seen it so big it had a ski lift on it. Really, it's unbelievable. Right up there. But, no, I quit doing drugs. I used to take drugs and I quit. But I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, and I don't think this is said enough anymore, but it's the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anybody, never robbed anybody, never raped anybody, never beat anybody, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off. And went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? How come I don't get a fucking commercial? I'll be the guy holding that skillet on that commercial, man. That ain't a brain, that's breakfast. Let's eat. What have we been up? 5 days now? I'm starving. Get the plates and forks out, boys. The brain's almost ready. Woo! It is that very commercial that tells me how completely unhip and unintelligent our fucking government is, that commercial. Here's your brain. Here's your brain on drugs. And you've seen the guy in that commercial. The guy's got a beer gut. Here's your brain. Here's your brain. Here's your brain on drugs. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain, man. I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain, not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there's no such thing as death, but I have never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain, not once. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? I'm in. CIA, biggest drug runners in the world. Fact! I'm teasing. Our government's great. Liar. No, they are good people. Suckers of Satan's cock. No, they are good. The guy in that commercial's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up now. See there? That's your brain. All righty? There it is. Your brain. There it is. See it? That's a brain. Your brain. The guy is fucking drunk doing this commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now, and I still see that as a fucking egg, my friend. I see the UFOs around it, but it's an egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He is on a unicorn, but they're eating eggs. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? And that is what I hate about the war on drugs. All day long you see those commercials. Here's your brain, just say no. Why do you think they call it dope? And the next commercial is, this bud's for you. Come on, America. Let's be hypocritical bastards. Come on. It's okay to drink your drug. We meant those other drugs. Those untaxed drugs. Those are the bad ones. I think you see that. Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we have those great roads we can get fucked up and drive on. Thank God they're taxing this shit, huh? We'd be doing donuts in a wheat field right now. Thank God we're on a pretty good, smooth freeway. Woo! Party time. Because I have some more news to tell you, folks, and it's not popular news, but once again, it's the fucking truth. Ready? It's a two-parter. It's a two-parter. Ready? Drum roll. Here's number one. Drum roll. Alcohol's a drug. Okay. And here's number two, and this is the one that hurts. Alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. Na, 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 na. So thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You hypocritical, scum-sucking pieces of shit, you. I'm teasing. No, I'm not. I'm filled with hate. What does that mean, psychologist? Have you gotten that far yet? A man filled to the fucking brim with pure white hatred. Do I fall under the fucking Manson category yet? Who will be my squeaky from tonight? Who will join me on a spree of blood-curdling horror? Who is the girl of my dreams? Call 970-ASSASSIN and she will come to your house. She will bring sharp kitchen knives and... Okay, sorry. The girl of your dreams. Butcher knives, that's better. Hey man, I'm improvising this shit, dude. Drugs. I'll tell you, man, if I were going to legalize a drug, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been an accept... Shut the fuck up, man. Your denial is beneath you. And thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you.
Don't raise your eye. It's only teenage wasteland. Sally, take my hand. We'll travel south across land. Put out the fire. Don't look past my shoulder. The Exodus is here. The happy one.